I'm just remembering, we're speaking about Vrindavan and the glories of Vrindavan. And there's one bhajan, Narottam Das Thakur. Once they asked Prabhupada, but he gave different answers at different times. Sadhus are like that. So he said, they said, Prabhupada, what's your favorite song? What's your favorite song to sing? And one time he said, Parama Karuna. Parama Karuna is my favorite song. And then another time devotees asked him, what is your favorite song? And he said, Goranga, Goranga Bolite Habe. So they asked him, oh, Radharaman Dasi, Hare Krishna. The sun shines light in the world in all directions. Then what to speak of the sunshine of love or the light of love? So the light of love is what energizes the sun itself, because the sun gets its energy from Krishna, and Krishna is the abode of love. He's Prem Purushottam. I was remembering, before the devotees came, I was remembering, we were asked, the devotee was before asking a question about Vrindavan, how to see the real Vrindavan. And then, after we concluded some discussion of that question, then I remembered Prabhupada's bhajan, Goranga Bolite Habe. And I gave a small introduction. I said, the devotees asked Prabhupada, what is your favorite bhajan? And in some places he would go, they say, Prabhupada, what's your favorite bhajan? He'd say, Parama Karuna Pahandui Jana. Savavatara Kevala Kanda. This process, Kanda means way. Kanda means way, process, the path. Kevala Anand. It's only joy. It's only blissful. But when we think of joy or material happiness, we think it's something that goes on and on. Happy, 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 wave, happy. Oh, I'm happy, happy. I'm naturally happy. Some people are naturally happy. They say naturally high. Goes on wave. But that's material happiness. We want it to be always there and always increasing. But spiritual happiness is composed of happiness and distress. So in spiritual happiness, there's union and there's separation. There's milan and viraha, yog and viyog. So in this material world, when you're separated from your happiness, you become unhappy. You become sad. But in the spiritual dimension, when you're separated from your happiness, then you experience a new dimension of happiness in separation. It's a rather clever phrasing also. If you can follow the line, I think you follow. So that's called the viraha bhav, viraha prem. Mahabhav, Divyonmad, Mahabhav. And it goes to the extent of Radharani. She is the greatest giver of happiness to Krishna. And she experiences the greatest happiness by making Krishna happy. But then sometimes in the course of her distribution of happiness and love and service to Krishna, they become separated. Then in that separation, she goes mad. Radharani goes mad. Not in a type of insane or reckless or dangerous way of the material world. She goes mad in the experience of happiness of love and separation. And that's called Mahabhav. Maha means great and Bhav means love. And this happiness that Radharani feels in separation, Krishna shares that and experiences that happiness, because that separation of Radharani's experience stimulates Krishna's love for her and his attraction for her. So then he comes to, when he unites with her, again, then their experience of being happy together is twice as much as the happiness before. So the separation in spiritual realm acts as a medium or a catalyst to increase the happiness. Whereas if I'm separated from my lover in the material world, day by day I'm separated, day by day I become more unhappy. I become more sad. Oh, where's my friends? I'm all alone. I have my good friends or my lover or whatever. It's very different dynamics. So we're speaking about the Vrindavan, how to see the Vrindavan. So I remember this song, and especially this line where Prabhupada would sit in his room in Los Angeles, 72. I wasn't there. I read his life story by different devotees, so I know something about Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes in the afternoon, he'd be by himself and he's feeling, whatever he's feeling, I don't know. I'm not Prabhupada. I can't pretend to know. Well, you can only imagine how you're feeling when your kutir is in Vrindavan, your heart is in Vrindavan, your home is in Vrindavan, everything's Vrindavan. Now you're in Los Angeles and New York and all these places. So Prabhupada would sometimes go in his room and he'd pick his harmonium or whatever harmonium was there and start playing. And the door is closed. And then somehow the secretary would put a microphone there or the servant. And these are very, very special bhajans of Prabhupada. Quality is not very good. And they're available today. They're called vintage bhajans. So in those bhajans, Prabhupada is alone, generally. It's only harmonium. If you listen to it, if it's only harmonium and no kartals, these are very special. They're called vintage. So Prabhupada would often sit alone and he would sing this song, Goranga Bolite Habe.